I say, do you remember how to do these things?
Yeah.
It has been a
Hell,
minute.
this one getting recorded might help me find the missing one.
The lost episode.
The lost episode. That's what I'm going to name that one, the lost episode. Because
It's
right
going to be
now,
in
I
a
can't
YouTube
find
video someday. Lost media.
it. Lost media. Oh, hell. Are you guys
Eggs.
having the crazy weather roller coaster? Or have you guys, it's like right now it's cold. It's cold enough that I need a flannel in the morning because of the hot days. It feels colder even though it's 50s.
It hasn't been that
Yeah.
bad.
Oh, I've just been chilled in the morning. I think it's an old age thing because I don't remember this when I was younger. It was like, oh, summertime t-shirt, tank top. Now it's like I'm cold in the morning and achy. So it's like put the flannel on until the sun comes up. I'm feeling like an old man.
See, I've always like in the morning, I'm usually always cold. Like even in the summer, I'll be cold. And then even in rare cases, like I can remember some certainly some mornings in drum corps where we're like in Oklahoma somewhere and it's like 6 o'clock in the morning, it's already 85 degrees, kind of stupid. Then, when we wake up at 8 o'clock or what, not so cold then. And even some recent mornings here, like if it's warm enough, I'll be fine. But lots of times I'll be ch a little chilled, like, but I, as long as I can remember that, I've been like that. I'm weird that way.
CJ's
I
just hot
enjoy
all the
waking.
time.
I am. I enjoy waking up a little bit cold. I mean, I haven't, when I've been going out to my truck, it has been a little bit chilly, but I'm fucking enjoying it.
Yeah. It's like
And
I
once you
enjoy
guys
it
really
once I
get
get
into your
moving.
day,
Yeah.
Then
You're
it's
fucked.
warm enough.
Yeah.
Just
It's
stand by
been.
my truck for 5 minutes and you'll be hotter and fuck.
Yeah. I mean, it's been gorgeous
Even with
weather.
the
I've
air
been loving the
conditioning running.
weather. Yeah, I'm not complaining about the weather that we've been getting lately. Keep it going for all I care.
It's been really nice. And like here over the weekend at some point, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it got down to like 40 something, like, or sorry, 50 something, but like mid to
Yeah.
maybe 48. But it's like, woo, this is awesome. Don't have to have the air on. Get some nice, cool, fresh air.
Yep. Yeah. The problem with that is you still have to have airflow. I
Yes.
did some work for someone this past weekend, and they even have a new air conditioner, but they don't turn it on. No windows open, no fans running, and it was like 80 and humid inside the house while I was hanging some blinds. Oh, I couldn't wait to go outside just to get a breath of fresh air and go, because it's like that old stuffy smell.
Oh,
Old
yeah.
people, they
Yeah.
won't open the windows up. The fan's
Yeah.
not even moving. No air, no circulation. It's like I can handle the temp, but at least turn the ceiling fan on or something.
Yeah. Have the air move around a little bit. That's stagnant, sort of just sitting there. Yeah.
Yeah. You're
It's
just
like,
breathing in your last exhale. Yes.
Yeah, I was kind of like that at my parents' place. Was over there with the girls for dinner last night, and I didn't realize it until we left. But it's like when walked outside, and it had I had that same feeling. It's like, oh my God, this fresh air. Oh, geez Louise, did they not have? No, they and sure enough, no air, no
Because
nothing,
they're
but they're
cold.
older. So yeah. So, and my dad's the meds he's on, like it could be 70, 65 and he's freezing.
Freezing. Yeah. He needs that Texas heat to warm him up.
Yep, absolutely.
But it's been like winter weather the last couple times they've been down there, hasn't it?
Yeah, although this last time was they said it was the closest to what they were used to when they originally went down there, whereas consistently like 80s or whatever it was. So they loved it, but then it's starting to get super hot. Like by the time they left, it was like 100, and even my dad is like, okay, there's this is hot. Warm. This is yeah. Hot. Need to cool off a bit. So.
Oh, hell. All right. So what are you drinking tonight, Jimmy?
It should be an espresso martini, but I don't have espresso, so I just use some leftover coffee. So it's like a poor man's espresso martini. Kind of has the flavor, but doesn't pack the punch.
Well, probably has the grit.
No, I will say my coffee maker is pretty.
He filtered it through a cheesecloth first.
It just sounds like whenever you say leftover, it's like the grounds and everything just leftover in the pot. Like, oh, fuck, we'll use this.
It was. I made it earlier this morning or late this morning or whatever, around lunch. So it's when I made it, but I just, it's like, oh, well, there's still a little left. You know what I'll do? I'll just
add a little to it.
Yeah.
Thin it out a little.
Yeah. It's not much. It's like an ounce. It's supposed to be an ounce of espresso. So I just use an ounce of coffee. It's not a lot. It's like, what, yeah, 2 tablespoons? So it is what I've, you know, figured should have a beverage to.
There we go. Yeah, fair enough. Mm-hmm.
So
only appropriate.
And then this weekend, there's a tiki bar here in the old market downtown area. Is it Lackalona or something like that? Lackalona? I don't know how you pronounce it. Something like that. Anyway, downtown. Cool place. Tiki bar. Lots of.
A lot of fancy drinks.
A lot of fancy.
Do they do the whole cinnamon light on fire?
Yep, absolutely. It reminded me a lot like a place I went to in Key West. So Tiki House in Key West. So if you're ever in Key West, check out the Tiki House. Or if you're in Omaha, and my condolences, although you may be here for the College World Series. So that's coming up here soon. So
when is that?
I think it starts this weekend. So or maybe even Friday night or something. But yeah.
So all the traffic that's normally bad will be 10 times worse.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible.
Go nowhere, do nothing weekend.
Yeah, and well, it's for the whole week. So first games start, I think Friday for sure, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday. Last I knew, it was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are makeup days, and then it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, something like that, or I don't know. I forget. It's been a while since I've actually been, and I don't keep up with the schedule that much anymore, but downtown's just packed, and all the hotels across the city are just jam-packed.
Right.
Restaurants are busier. It's good for the city and all that, but
yeah.
When you live normal here,
people have to go hide.
Yeah. So
we'll come sounds out like Des Moines whenever March Madness is here, or state wrestling. State wrestling is almost worse than March Madness.
Yeah, holy that makes fuck sense. Wrestling's a thing in Iowa.
Yeah,
it's the thing.
Yeah, which is, I mean, you know, which is weird because like football in a lot of states around here is the thing. So you know, but. Good on Iowa for being different, yeah. I suppose.
Well, Iowa's football, I've actually seen, is actually a lot better than most people think, because there was something that showed, like, what was it, Pro Bowlers or something, or Hall of Famers from each state. and Iowa had 5, and it was like one of the biggest in the Midwest. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
For how small Iowa is, it's actually got a lot of fucking football stars that are in the Hall of Fame. So
that doesn't surprise me. Yet at the same time, if you ask what sport is popular in Iowa, I would say wrestling every time.
No, oh, wrestling is it by it, far. It,
yeah.
It'd be wrestling then football.
Yeah.
Just because.
Hell, and I bet most of those football players were wrestlers at some point.
Usually some of the best football players are wrestlers.
Yeah. Just because it's what? Just, it takes like what? 30% of your state just to put one football team together?
Something like that. Fuck off. Just because we don't have professional sports here doesn't mean that we don't mean nothing.
It's all those big farm boys. What are we looking?
The drink menu for Wakalona.
The painkiller, have you tried it?
Not that one.
Mm. I always love painkillers. Those things are just so good.
Oh, it's I've got had pineapple in it, though, and coconut. Oh.
The fact that you don't like pineapple just still boggles my mind.
Yeah, but you don't like other weird stuff, so it's fair.
Yeah, that is true. Can't fight that.
I've had a zombie before, but I had the jet pot. Or no, what did I have?
Aphrodite on the half shell?
Yeah, for two. Serves two. Rum, a nut-based liqueur thing or something. Midori Uzo.
Dream so of the Fisherman's Wife.
Serves 10 to 12.
I think we got it.
So rum. Oh, creme de violet. I have that. Tamara, pineapple, lime. A bottle of Prosecco.
That volcano
bowl.
Volcano avocado bowl. I'm thinking avocado. Volcanic. Volcanic is what I was trying to say. And yeah, volcano bowl looks good.
I thought you were saying avocado.
Oh, screw avocados.
No. Rum.
I was trying to say volcanic in that.
Maple, honey, grapefruit. I had a jet pilot. So it's white and dark rum, cinnamon, absinthe.
CJ, you need the cheat sheet. That way you get the umbrella.
And I've had the.
Usually the painkiller factory. Gets one.
The grog factory.
Ooh, it's that looks good.
So, and it comes with a sidecar of a, what is it? The, like a Miller Genuine Draft? Or is it Coors? I think it's Miller's Genuine Draft. So, and the two together are actually, like you don't pour one in the other, but it's like shot chaser almost. Think of that idea.
Nice.
Huh. So it's a good place. Good little.
I would definitely ask on the frozen offerings too.
Yeah, they have a lot of different stuff and then a bunch of different Pabst Blue Ribbon. Hams. I remember Hams beer. I didn't even know that was still around. But then there's some other things that
and they,
like.
And they're getting $3 for it? Man, that's up like what, 300%? Wasn't that like 75 cent beers, Hams? Or am I thinking of Schlitz?
Oh, no, I think that's Schlitz.
Well, they have that in the shitty beer section too.
Yeah.
Hams. There's a place near here that we went there for a shitty beer night, and Hams was there for $1.
$1? Okay.
Yeah. Golden Road mango cart wheat. What?
Sounds disgusting.
I mean, well, Schlitz is the only thing they're missing, really.
Yeah, Schlitz. They have the Brickway.
Pineapples Pilsner.
Yep.
That's probably delicious, huh?
Probably. Use Red Velvet Stout. Hmm.
What?
Brew Brothers Mojo's Red Velvet Stout. But I said Moo. It's Mo, but it's Moo Juice.
Red Velvet Stout. Ooh, that sounds good.
You're in dessert. Yes, please. Ah, that's what it is. It's the dessert. That's why Jimmy G and his sweet tooth.
sounds disgusting.
Anyway, it's a good place to.
Hey, as long as it has an umbrella, it's a good thing.
Yeah. Spent some time down in the old market this weekend. Haven't done that in a while, so that was. But because if we went, you know, if I went here during the College World Series, it'd just be nuts. I may head down that way because I have friends that have season tickets that still go and they tailgate and do all that stuff. So I may, we'll see. I may go down there just to
see, that's see them they at need some like point. A teleporter.
Yeah.
You need to be like, I need to go here, press a button, and you're like, well, hello.
Because it is a, yeah, it is a pain in the ass. Might as well park at my house and walk kind of thing.
Well, it was like not what a week ago or whatever. 32 miles between stops. 30 minutes for the first 30 miles and 20 minutes for the next two. I don't know how people live that way. I really know. It's
Yeah,
everything becomes gridlock. It's like, why? Like going to like, for us, it's what? Sox and clubs and stuff. It's like, you can't move. You know, everyone's honking horns and stuff. It's like, well, why'd you put it outside the city where everybody can get to it and put an airport next to it if you want to? I don't understand why they want a big, these big coliseum. The smack dab of no way to get there.
Yeah, the College World Series has been in Omaha for ever since 1950 something, and they have it locked down for at least another 10 or however many years. I don't know how many years is left, but they do have some contract going out to whenever. Back in the day, it used to be at a place called Rosenblatt Stadium, which is where the Omaha Royals played, which is the AAA club for the Kansas City Royals. And that's over by our zoo. And in a way, it's in a South Omaha neighborhood. And it wasn't that bad. Like, you're parking in everyone's neighborhood. Like, there's parking on site, but then everyone's parking, you know, in neighborhoods, and even people would rent out their houses. People would, I mean, they still do that today through like Airbnb or, you know, right, some of those things. But, you know, people would charge sometimes, you know, especially if they're close, they'll charge 20, 50 bucks to park the car in their yard, and people will pay it. Cause there's the stadium right there. Awesome. I don't have to walk 10 miles. Great. But then there's this big, we got to get, and it needed work. The stadium was old, it definitely needed work. But it's one of the, somehow the argument was, well, it costs too much to renovate it, so we need to doze it and build a new one. It's like, you cannot tell me that the stadium that replaced it, you couldn't renovate the existing stadium for what was paid for the stadium that replaced it. It's right. Like, your argument is bullshit. But like you said, cities want to make a, and it's like, the only reason it's built is for the College World Series. So if we ever, and sure, Creighton University plays there, they host some other things there, great. But the real reason why it's there, it's for the College World Series. And if we end up losing that, then we have a stadium that nobody's doing jack shit in.
Yeah.
Yay. Yay.
Music Omaha concerts.
Yeah. Maybe we'll, you know, We could do a podcast from there. rent it out. Have the BR Nation show up. Do a live broadcast.
There we go.
But if you have anyone listening, even you guys, like if you ever have a chance to go, you know, you should go catch a game. It's a cool experience. If you're into that sort of thing, if baseball's not your thing, then
yeah.
I think I used to love playing it. I cannot watch it unless it's like in person, and then I can have a couple beers and maybe get into the game. But otherwise,
baseball. Well, there's something to be said for being there and actually being part of that atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. It helps too if you know somebody, like one of the players. Like if you know a player, now you have someone to work off of to go, okay, they're doing good. Cheer. Like just to show up to cheer a team on, I'm like, yeah, I'll cheer both.
Or I'll
yell at the umpire.
Yeah. I never went for baseball. I went because my buddy had season tickets. Like at the time, it was just him and his wife, but he had 6 tickets. He's like, hey, I'm giving them away. Or, well, I'm not giving it away, but right. Face value, you want them. Sure. Why not? I got nothing going on, kind of thing. And so did that for a handful of years, you know, 10, 12 years. And then they ended up having 2 kids, and you know, so then there's 4 tickets right there. But long story short, you know, it's like I never went because ooh, I love baseball,
right?
Or ooh, I know people who are doing it, or even my alma mater was there, or the University of Nebraska at Lincoln was there, like. It wasn't because of that kind of thing. I was just going to tailgate to get drunk and hang out with my friends. Like, that's why I went.
Yep, fair enough. Yeah, because baseball's boring. I've seen a Tigers game. Boring. I've seen a Cardinals game. I feel like I've been to another one. And it's like I spend more time going in snacks or walking around or people watching.
Yeah, that's people watching, chick watching.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how, you know, like they'll buy season tickets or they'll go to these big games. And it's like, you're in the nosebleed section. The only thing you can do up here is drink and party because you can't see the ball. You can barely see the people. And if it wasn't for the numbers, it's like, no.
Well, and originally at the older stadium too, we had the seats were pretty decent down past third base, but like I said, a lot of it was just people watching and stuff. And then we started a thing where you know some hot chick would walk by and we'd stand up and give a standing ovation. And at first, everybody was like, "What? What's going on? What'd we miss?" Like, you know, it's like, "What do you mean?"
That's fucking awesome.
Yep.
But then there's a couple times like my best friend's wife and at the time his wife and then even another guy who's in the Navy. He's a captain. When I met him, he's the captain of the USS Nimitz. So for those of you who don't know, that's a big shit post. If you're the captain of that particular boat, that aircraft carrier, that's a big deal. But his wife, like, at one point, there was some chick that walked by that even they stood up and were like, like they were like leading the charge. And it's like, oh, so that was like a fun hoot. So
you got to do things to entertain yourself at stuff, you know, unless it's like any sports thing. If there's no fights going on or like race cars, there's no crashes.
Yeah.
It's like, who really wants to see a car go around in a lap 500 times with no crashing?
My dad.
Your dad? Really? Wow. It's like the only thing to watch it for is the crashes. It's like something.
Yeah, that's exciting. Why you go.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's ever gone to one, but he watches them every week. This is one of those things I have like a how, why. It's 5 hours long of cars taking left turns.
Yeah.
500 laps. Like,
it is crazy. Okay. Some of those, is it like Daytona and Talladega that are restrictor plate? Mm-hmm. So everyone's everyone's capped out. Like, no matter what, everyone reaches the same horsepower RPM kind of thing. So then everybody ends up grouping up together, mm-hmm. which leads to all four the crashes. Wide. Yeah. Yeah.
Four wide going down the straightaway. Mm-hmm. Something's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, that the crashes. It's like once it starts, it's like the crash is the only thing that will change the pacing throughout the thing. It's like, or a tire blows out or something. It's like mechanical has to break. Well, it's not skill level at that point. It's like, okay, who's going to break down or get out first or do it? It's like, I almost like to watch the old races where who has the most horsepower or who has the skill or who had the whatever to get that edge and then do some racing. It's like it's so well organized. You guys kind of suck the fun out of it.
Yeah, there's something to be said when it was, you know, I guess when we were kids where it was more just, it was truer to stock car racing kind of thing where it's like whatever you did other than maybe aero or like, you know, some of that stuff, you could do anything else under the hood or whatever.
Right.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying. So
exactly. You know, I'd rather sit back and watch a good backyard football game because they're brutal and people get hurt. You know, it's like football now, you got helmets, pads, all the other crap, safety things. And if you sneeze wrong, they're calling foul. No, no. You know, always I'm like the bolt where let these guys do whatever drugs they want to get as big as they want to, as fast as they want to, and then hit as hard as they want to. Then they might be worth the money you're paying them because they're probably going to die early. I get that, but let them make their own choice and let us be entertained. You know, this soft football, soft sport. Hell, look at all the good basketball players. They're all but fighting out there. They're beating the lemon crap out of here with their elbows. It's like, yeah, that's what I want to see. I think that's why I'd rather watch rugby over football any day, because it's like
you get mugged. And there's no pads, no nothing. You're just getting mugged.
Mugged. It's like organized violence. Okay.
You know, if they hit up high, it's a flag, though.
In rugby?
Yes, sir. Mm. If you tackle up high, you get a flag. So, I mean, is rugby really that? You know, if there's one sport that's actually a sport, would be hockey, because they can actually fight legitimately. Yeah. It's like encouraged as well. So it's not actual fighting, but it's in there.
Yeah.
They just let it go. I was watching some of them. The ref just stands there to make sure nobody dies.
Yeah. Exactly. Lacrosse is the same way. Not too many people even know what lacrosse is. Oh,
because it's a lame ass sport.
Yeah, but they're beating each other with sticks. So, I mean, it never really caught on here, but a good lacrosse game is pretty brutal. So,
yeah, it's close to a hockey game. Yeah, it has that same kind violence of energy.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like, hockey's always fun, especially when the third or fourth line comes out and really their only job is to beat people up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their whole goal is to be super physical.
The only place to hurt a hockey player is what? Really the face, though.
Yeah, they knock off their helmets and go at it.
Yeah, because they're so padded up everywhere else.
Although I will say, like, back in the day, like, I saw something here not too long ago where, like, some dude, this is back in the 70s or something, and it was a picture of the goalie. He's just splayed out on the ice. Like, he was out cold after taking a slap shot to the face, and that was back before they had real hockey masks or anything like that. And so, but after X delay, like, the caption was, after X delay, whatever, however many minutes, like 20, 15 minutes or whatever, it's like he came to, finished, ended up finishing the game after taking a slap shot to the face.
Holy fuck.
Hockey players are just built different.
Tough bastards.
They are a little goofy. Yeah. I remember I used to party with some of them over in Iowa State. Oh my God. They were, they top everybody. I don't care if it's wrestlers, football players. Those guys are fucking insane.
Mm-hmm. They are. See, really, wrestlers can't drink. Like, you really? Say that. Why?
No. I said you say that. No, I've drank with wrestlers.
I know, they're just assholes. They are, but that's what I'm getting at. It's like they have all that muscle. If you think about it, a lot of muscle-bound guys with like low body fat make horrible drinking partners because they get drunk so fast, and they're big and they're angry. They're not good, fun drunks. They don't hold their liquor well.
Yeah,
that's about right.
Yeah. You know, you get now football players, they have some bulk to them, so it kind of soaks it up. And hockey players are just, they're like that skinny kid that can eat like 5 pounds of meat and never gain a pound. They can drink like 3 cases of beer and not be drunk. You're looking at them like, where'd it go? I've seen you. Do you have a tube going down to your shoe or something and pissing out on the ground? You have it and you want another? How?
Nah.
They don't piss. I mean, when they do, they must go for like 10 minutes or something. But like at a party, you never. Yeah. They're a strange lot. I don't know how they pull it off. It's like they got a certain metabolism or something that just eats the alcohol away, and they just keep going.
It's probably because they just live punch drunk. So getting drunk is the just whole being time. Normal.
True. Can't really tell if they've been drinking or sober.
He seemed the same to me. I'm a 12-pack deep. Can't tell.
Yeah, between concussions or whatever. Like, who knows?
Yeah. Feeling all right? I think I need to have another. Okay.
Probably do.
Sounds good. Although I will say, like, you know, I know not so much anymore, but if the my uncles, even my, you know, aunts, grandparents, like, go back to, there's... We were at a family thing here, I don't know, a week or so ago. The a bunch of folks are heading over to the Philippines here sometime this week, and there's one. They're my uncle's wife's family. Her parents are here, and they go back every year for a month or two. It's an open-ended ticket, so they just go hang out and then come back when they're done. But there's other members of the family that are going. Anyway, long story short, they're, you know, just reminded me, you know, we're talking about drinking. It's like, I remember being over there, or even things that we would do here with the extended family. My uncles, like, there'd be two groups. There'd be, you know, some of my aunts, even my grandma when she was alive, and they'd be drinking kind of off on their own, talking. Usually they could be in the kitchen cleaning up or, you know, whatever, cleaning up the house. But they're, as the time wears on, they all start drinking. The guys have already been drinking. All of them are, but they're putting away alcohol like nobody's business. Like, I don't, and while you could tell that they're happy and they're drunk, they're cutting up. They're like butchering hogs, butchering cows, you know. And it's like, oh my God, you've had 2/5 of gin. How are you? Like, how are you?
Are you still standing?
Yes. And more importantly, you're up. You have very sharp knives. Shit, you're doing. Like, how do you? What? And it's always, you know, it's like I said, it doesn't happen so much these days because everyone's a lot older, but, you know, some of the younger kids would try and, you know, the 20 somethings would try and hang with my uncles, and in the end, even as drunk as my uncles would be, they're carrying out some of the younger pups to their car. Like, it's invariably, that's how the night ended. And it's like, you can't keep up with that. Like, you know, when you're 20, say you're 21, 22, 3, 4, 5, you think you're bulletproof and you can handle your liquor. No, the dudes that can handle their liquor have been drinking far longer than you, and they can put it away like nobody's business. It's just, but at the same time too, my uncles, like, I noticed over time, my uncles would be grazing. Like, they'd always eat a little something, maybe not a lot, maybe like a drumstick or a something.
Just nibble on something.
Just a, and then every once in a while, you'll see them down a little bit of water.
Yep.
On top of everything else. Yeah.
Water is the key.
Yeah.
The water's the winner. You got to stay hydrated if you're going at it for a while. You can't just stay there pounding them.
Yeah. And that's the mistake all the young that's the mistake all the young pups would make, is they're just straight alcohol the whole time. So there's a lesson in there for you. Those of you out in the BR Nation, if you're into that kind of thing,
don't be a pussy.
Just chug a lug. CJ will get there one day.
I do pace more than I used to. Well, like, if I drink anything, I have a terrible time of not drinking it within 5 minutes. So it's the same way with alcohol. So, but now that I am into my 30s, I have learned to pace when I feel it's needed.
See, it's like a learned behavior.
Yeah. If I know that I might have to be responsible, I'm probably slower than usual. But if there's no responsibilities, no nothing.
No restrictor plate. Never. Yeah.
Yeah. Just go. All right.
Well, that's even then, you still need to, like, these days, I still need to. It's one way or another. If I don't hydrate initially, like, during, I'll stay up. Like, doesn't matter what time it is or what time I have to be up, I'll hydrate. I'll stay up and hydrate enough. Cause if I don't make that time, even if, like, I only get 2 hours of sleep kind of thing, I'll be so much better. I'll be 100% better than if I didn't. And, like, if I just went home and crashed. Oh my God. good luck prying me out of bed.
No, anyway. Don't turn the light on. That's the sun. No, turn it off. All right.
So water instead of splitting headache. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. It works.
And eat a little something. Yep.
Yeah. Food can go either way. I know guys that if they eat, it like works against them. Some just drink better on empty stomachs, and then you got the grazers. I'm on the grazer side of things. But the one key is, stay hydrated. And you can actually drink longer and more. More hydrated you are.
Yeah. Longer draws out,
Yep. Now, you can even get drunk off drinking water if you've drank enough alcohol. Yeah, because it, like, pushes all that fluid through you. So instead of, like, just piss, you actually, that hydration will.
Because your body's constantly. More. Yeah. Yeah. You're constantly speeds up that
cycle. Yep.
Anyway. So what do you got?
Wherever you found this, Jimmy, deal with the devil. Shit. You ready for this, CJ?
Sure.
Okay. You get $2,000 every time you come. You get $5,000 every time you make someone else come, minus $200 every time you curse, minus $500 every time you drink. Do you take it? If I never had to drive through Chicago or St. Louis again, the answer would be yes. But if I have to drive through Chicago or St. Louis or any other major city, the answer would be no.
I'm going to go with no. I'd probably be losing more money than anything.
Yeah, I would. I mean, one trip to Chicago on a bad day, of rush hour traffic, I have to keep the windows up just to make sure I don't get pulled over. I mean, it's bad. It's really bad.
You would cuss that much.
Oh, well, that's only 10 times. And you lose out on your $2,000. What?
Man, yeah, I see. I see.
Hell, you'd have to have like porn on overdrive and have someone sitting there rubbing you off constantly just to make enough money to get through 30 minutes of freaking
hell, cursing, 30, driving about through 10 Chicago.
Minutes, about 10 minutes of crap Chicago driving. You'd be out $2,000 easy. Oh, I'd be down like 20, 30 grand. There's not enough time to have enough sex. I mean, oh, maybe that's why you got those guys running ski poles up there and stuff. To make the extra five, that'd be $10,000. You'd have to have a guy in each hand just so you could get $10,000 to make it through Chicago.
You're just going to have to quit your job.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I didn't have to go to the major city.
You don't have to work if you're making $10,000. Yeah. You know, wait, now that I'm saying this out loud, I'll just quit my fucking job.
Oh, so you're gonna rub a couple guys on each side to help it? Oh, oh.
Hey,
however you get
some money flowing. Yeah.
Shake your money maker.
I don't know.
Wait. What if they're looking at my picture and they get off to it? Do it I make them come?
Huh. Every time you make someone else come, I mean, I guess, well, it's kind of like the symphony thing. I mean, if you can just mentally get them to come by looking at you, then yes, but.
Yeah. Is that. Do I get paid for that? Yeah. If my foot pictures are up on the OnlyFans, do I get double payment for that?
So $2,000 for your own orgasm, $5,000 for somebody else's orgasm, or that you caused, I guess, or contributed to, and then you lose $200 every. Yeah, you lose $200 every time you swear, and $500 every drink.
Wait, see, the drink one's not an issue. I mean, I haven't had a drink.
I'm assuming alcohol. Yeah, I'm assuming alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol, definitely alcohol.
We can all cuss like a sailor, so
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that would moderate myself more.
I think I'd take that deal.
You take that deal,
but partially because I don't drive through Chicago.
Well, if you quit your job, you just make your money off of this. You should be fine.
You would be fine that way, yeah. So if, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you limit, if you took just your normal day now, though, would you come out money ahead at the end of the month?
No.
I would come out ahead.
How many times I cuss today? No, I would definitely not. I'd be quite negative.
And, and mental cussing should count too, because you probably can't be a sailor in the office, Jimmy.
That's
but you're
true.
Still cussing in your head.
Oh, well, then I'm screwed.
No, that's just for Jimmy because he can't say it out loud. You and I can say things out loud.
There is a code of.
It doesn't mean I don't say it in my head still.
Well, no, I'm saying.
I'm getting double taxed here.
Well, I think that's an exemption for me.
Yeah, that's an exemption for
a carve out for me. You guys are exempt.
Yeah, because no one really hears us too much.
Yeah, lots of times it's quiet under your breath. Or you start saying it and then you dial it. It's like,
yeah, we're mine. No, not so much. Unless I'm around customers, then I'll.
Yeah, that's mine. Another story. Yeah.
If I'm around customers, I wait till I get back into the truck too.
to let loose. Yeah, So I found that on Twitter. So
yeah, that's a brutal one. All right, the next headline. We got it. This one doesn't surprise me. OnlyFans model shocked to find her top subscriber is her stepdad. And she's surprised by this.
Yeah.
He's just trying to support his stepdaughter. That's all.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. He's just trying to make sure she has enough money and funds. That's, you know, that's what he's going to say.
Yeah.
It's a video. I'll probably listen to some of it later, but that I just like the headline. It's like, shocked. Why are you shocked by this? Especially because if you tell everyone you have an OnlyFans, you know, and if asked woman about it, but it like split the kid's marriage, it's like.
Yeah, I forget the video, and I didn't click on the link, but I forget the video I posted. It might have been commentary about that.
It was.
But then I saw there's a post. It's in the New York Post that says, woman who discovered her stepdad subscribed to her OnlyFans says mom turned on her. This woman revealed how her OnlyFans account almost destroyed her relationship with her mother because her stepfather subscribed to her account. She ruined her mom's marriage with her OnlyFans account, revealing when she started on the site, she had a subscriber from the get-go who would talk to her every day. The subscriber spent up to 2,000 requesting photos. that include her wearing certain things, content with her and her boyfriend, and filmed in particular rooms of their shared home. Within 2 months, the user, who also had an account on TikTok with the same handle, had spent $2,000. TikTok informed her the account user was also in her phone contacts. She's trying to figure out who it was, and then it turned out that it was her stepdad.
What were you saying, Nate?
He was just supporting her. That's all. That's really, I mean, he was
supporting you and your boyfriend doing it on camera so I can watch.
He's just supporting them. He's just making sure they have enough money. That's all. Nothing more. Come on.
Fair enough.
Yeah, really? You guys, your brains are so in the gutter. You know, he's concerned.
Really looking out for her well-being.
Hey, I did that pretty good without laughing. Even with CJ trying to make me laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see.
Just trying looking to see. Out for their well-being.
Just want to make sure it's no other creeps. So he's got to be the only creep.
Yeah. I mean, if he's the only one watching.
It's so fucking weird.
Yeah, I mean, could you, Matt? Like,
no.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about this before on this podcast. If you're blowing money on chicks who fart in jars or bath water, even if there's your stepdaughter, I can't even.
I know, just don't. It's so hard to make sarcastic remarks when you're laughing because it just doesn't come out right.
I got nothing to say on this one. It's just, it's fucked.
It is. It really is. That's what we're, I mean, it's so. Yeah.
And you know, the weirdest part, it's not illegal.
No.
It just makes Thanksgiving so weird.
Apparently, mom kicked stepfather out. Haven't had anything to do Hasn't had anything to do with him once. Oh, yeah. So now it's just a potentially a paying client.
Yeah.
She probably kept him as a client.
But then went silent. Anyway, I just, you know, what a world that we live in. And, you know, there's going to be, I know there is something too that, you know, it's not surprising, A, that this happened. It's like, how would it not at some point? Because, you know,
especially on OnlyFans, because it's so public. You know, it's not like a porn site where they're hiding it or whatever, and you got to go to a certain place or something. It's like, oh, search her on OnlyFans. Boom, look at that. And it's attached to IG and TikTok and everything else. So it's easy to come by, and you're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw.
It's almost too easy.
Yeah, I saw something too. Because you never, right? You never, with a lot of things, especially these days, the OnlyFans, to be sure, but even other things, right? No, anytime anyone tries to talk about potential consequences, right, of certain behaviors, you know, this example being on an OnlyFans model, like, no, that's always poo-pooed. Like, it's like, oh, whatever, you're just, it's a sign of the times, you're just old, get off my lawn, kind of, or you're stuffy, conservative, or, you know, her body, her choice kind of thing, whatever, you know. There's, I always think it's funny that, you know, it's a lot of this stuff is done in the name of strength and empowerment, but it's like, is it really? But because you still need men at the end of the day, especially for OnlyFans stuff. But I don't, I saw something here recently. I don't know if it's how true it is, but there's like some kid who's now, suffering from depression because his friends won't stop teasing him about his mom's OnlyFans account. Or, well, I don't know if it's a current account or a past account, but could you imagine, you know, like, again, in this day and age, nobody ever wants to talk about the potential impact because I'm making my bag, I'm making my money kind of thing. And really, this is temporary anyway. I'm just doing this for a little bit and then I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, but that stuff's out there.
It's out there.
Even if you did one, it's out there. And I know Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton turn that into fame and fortune, but, you know, for all the people who do,
ain't gonna work out like that for you simpletons.
Exactly. And you know, heaven forbid we should, you know, try talking somebody out of that. And what does that do? You know, I don't know. I couldn't imagine being a father of two daughters. I certainly couldn't imagine one or both of them doing. But more importantly, I sure as hell wouldn't subscribe.
Right. Yeah.
Like, if they're adults and I said my piece and it's like, whatever, it's not like I would not support them in that endeavor.
You'd find other ways to support them, but not on their OnlyFans account.
Not as a subscriber.
Not as a subscriber. Yeah.
They are my daughters, and I would try and do things.
You'd like try to pay them to stay off OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'd almost offer. So
if they hear this podcast, you're going to be like, hey, Dad, I'm making $500 a month on OnlyFans right now.
I'll find a way to make that. I might find a way to make that happen. Who can predict the future? I think I have a relationship such, at least a foundational relationship such that I could talk them out of that.
Right.
But push comes to shove.
The way your youngest, you keep talking about her and how she's kind of sneaky, I could see her just telling you that to see if she could squeeze you for a grand or two.
I'd almost respect that.
Getting extorted by your daughter.
Yeah. Clever girl. Clever girl. Just use your powers for good.
Watch, CJ. We're going to get a text. It's like, can you check something on OnlyFans? Because I can't bear to look.
I can't
go. But I need to verify that this is happening.
Or not happening, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to need refunded for this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to press you for money then. You're going to have to pay me to go on there.
Yeah.
She's getting even more screwed.
Well, you should be fine going on there to CJ because you'll have your OnlyFans account for your feed.
Oh, yeah, the creators. Yeah, the creators account.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, the so creators go. You can check.
Check and see. Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
That's what I'm
just
saying.
Subscribe to mine.
There. That deal.
And then one day everyone's looking through going, Jimmy, feet? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it's going to be some random, like maybe even a coworker or something. It's like, so
no,
you're into feet too?
It's going to be your daughter. The one, yeah. She's like, you're trying to talk me off, but you're looking at feet, Dad? Really?
Dude's feet? Are you serious?
Yeah. And I could.
You want to explain that one, Jimmy?
In the moment, I could see myself. I was just going to say, I could totally look. I could even pull up these podcasts and I could say, it's a friend of mine. It was a joke. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure I would sound like a complete idiot. I could see one of my daughters gone. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know who subscribed to my page, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun time. You know, and what a... What an interesting time. I mean, like, you would have technology such that now you do this. And like I said, it's empowering. And I know OnlyFans as a platform is trying to clean itself up. And oh, no, we're not just a live Pornhub kind of thing. Like, there's cooking shows and there's whatever. It's like, don't care.
It's,
you know,
it's a legalized porn site. Well, they even cut it out and they're like, what? They lost so much money overnight that they brought it back like within 24 hours or something, because it's like, yeah.
Well, and it, you know, the ironic thing, like I said, is it's so empowering, right? Strong, independent woman, don't need no man kind of thing. And yet, if it wasn't for male subscribers, I guarantee you wouldn't be making the money you make on that platform. And, you know, because sure shit, we couldn't. I mean, CJ maybe, but you and I couldn't start one and just have people throwing money at us. So,
yeah. Doesn't work that way.
I need that money thrown at me.
He's walking all over it.
I got to put my future kids through college.
Yeah.
Well,
you're going to end up like with six of them.
God.
Yeah.
But
even if you knock her up only twice, it'll be triplets both times.
Shut the fuck up, Nate. She wants twins.
So twins three times?
Once.
Three.
Six. Boy, kids. I don't get to choose if they're twins or not.
I think
you're not like, hey, if I go in this position, we'll get two of them and they'll look identical.
Well, you could have just, what is it? Paternal twins, fraternal twins?
There's paternal twins and maternal twins.
Yeah.
Yep. So
I think you'll end up with
maternal or identical.
Yeah.
And then paternal or boy, girl.
Boy, girl. So you'll get a son. Yeah, a couple. Well, it could go either way, but yeah.
If I have one kid, I'll be happy. She wants two. I want one. So,
So six it is.
Yeah, watch. Yeah, but
yeah, go right in the middle.
Well, a friend of mine, like it's a year or so after they got married, he's like, yeah, we should, you know, the way he told me the story is like, yeah, so we got married and we, you know, spent a year, however long it was, kind of settling in and all that sort of stuff, and thought, well, we better, you know, shit or get off the pot. If we don't start trying for a family now, you know, time's going to fly. And before we know it, we're not going to have kids. So, so, you know, we should dive in with both feet. And right off the rip, she got pregnant, triplets. And we're done. It's like, I couldn't imagine. One was a challenge, like, you know, and then having a second one about 2 years later was ridiculous. I couldn't imagine three at once. Oof. Goodness.
We'll have even CJ two at talk once. About that, though.
Yeah, you'll have to talk about that. Yep. Let us know how that works out.
How handling three kids at once is going for you.
Well, let's just get to the after the marriage part, and then we'll talk.
Let's not put carts before horses.
No, wait. That's where we're at, CJ.
We're not even at the bridge. Why are you talking about it?
You're talking after marriage. That's where me and Jimmy G are. You're just walking into the bridge. You're just getting married.
Well, I think,
hey, come over here.
That's his point. It's like, let's not burn it before he has a chance to cross it.
Oh, well, are you still pulling out? I've heard stories. They got this whole triplet thing in my head and I can't get it out. Is that how it works? If I think about triplets, it might happen.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Although I do remember ahead of my oldest being born, it's like you hear everybody, like doctors, people on the news, TV, like it's like it seemed like everything that could happen to a newborn or during pregnancy. It's like, I don't want to hear that stuff. It's like, yeah. Just tell me, don't tell me all the obscure shit that could happen. What really will happen, kind of thing. And it certainly didn't help before, like literally 2 weeks. I think it was 2 weeks before my oldest was born. A friend was pregnant and unfortunately was like due, but unfortunately stillborn. And so they ended up having a funeral service for, and it's like literally 2 weeks before our oldest was born. It's like, oh my God, it's the most gut-wrenching service I've ever been to. It's like, So, but it is interesting, you know, about that. The one cool thing, for as fragile as human life is, and getting, you know, having a kid, or, you know, that whole leading up to the actual birth, like you realize just how fragile human life really, really is. But at the same time, there's also, like, in that is also just how resilient we can be, or, you know,
we keep having more people, so it's not like we're going away.
Yeah. That's, you know, a fair point.
It's kind of like, oh, all these little babies died, and yet you're saying we're overpopulated.
Life still finds a way. So,
you know, yeah. Think of what our populations would be if they didn't have all the birth control and the crazy laws and everything else in effect. I think the gene pool would be healthier, for one, but it's like, how many people would we have nowadays?
Shit.
You know, how many would have gotten knocked out for whatever reason or something? But it's like,
maybe it'd be a more advanced civilization if that was going on.
I think so. I think our gene pool is so screwed up with drugs across the board that it's just, yeah. a lot of stuff, a lot of the diseases and everything else you didn't hear about as much. I mean, they've always kind of been around, but it's not as just like teasing you about twins and triplets. You hear about them more and more because you have all these older couples using fertility drugs. Well, that's why they end up with, you know, triplets, quadruplets, whatever. And what was it? Someone had Octomom. Like eight kids or something. And whatever.
Octuplets.
Yeah. You're like, how? When? How does that work? You know? Yeah. It's like getting pumped full.
Yeah. Super pregnant.
Yeah. Got to think that'd be like a beached whale. That's like puppy. Like having pups or something.
I couldn't imagine. No. I mean, eight kids. Fuck.
At one time. Yeah. You could have your own show, Eight is Enough, all overnight. You don't even know what that show is, do you, CJ?
No.
No, that was way before your time.
I didn't even know you were talking about a TV show.
Yep, Eight is Enough.
Dick Van Dyke, and I forget who the mom was, and they had eight kids.
Yeah. I mean, the Brady Bunch only had six. You've heard of the Brady Bunch, right, CJ?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it is, but still. You've heard of them. That's all I ask, not... Yeah.
Well, you're speaking of... talking about birth control, and I know there's a bit... like Joe Rogan had somebody on and was talking about some study about how birth control affects relationships or mm-hmm. birth controls or those hormones and ultimate effects on relationships. So like if you meet somebody, like I think they were talking about how divorce rates tend to increase after kids are born because you come off of women are on birth control, then they come off of it to have a family. But then, you know, you get pregnant and all this other stuff, but you end up, they end up breaking up or whatever. But some of that has to do with mate, the hormone imbalance and mate selection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was the Rogan bit. Talked to whoever it's Chris Ryan, I don't know who that is, but he talked about some study, and it might have been in Sweden or somewhere, but it was some study where he had guys wear a t-shirt for a few days, like the same shirt for a few days, to imprint like a scent on that garment, and then had women, like two groups of women, smell the shirts and pick based on that or something like that. And anyway, it's like the women who weren't on birth control, could, some they were repulsed by, but others it's like, ooh, this smells great kind of thing. And even this, a different woman would smell the same shirt and be repulsed by it, but like something else. So it was just scent, part of that scent has, you know, factors into mate selection on top of anything else. And then the group of women who were on birth control, like there was none of that. Like, it's like they couldn't differentiate or they couldn't tell or something along those lines. Maybe misquoting. It's a real interesting, it's like 5 or 6 minutes long. It's a real interesting discussion. But you know, you're playing around with those hormones, and if that feeds into mate selection and all those sorts of things, and now we're interrupting that, to your point, Nate, you know, because we've interrupted all of that, just that part alone, let alone anything else or any other factors, you know, how crazy, where would we be?
Yep. Yeah. Take all that away, clear it up. It would. Yeah. Some ways just the world would be more, yeah.
Potentially, it would certainly be different.
Off. It would balance, the world's going to balance itself out one way or the other. But at the same token, it's like, you would want to think it's, like, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with it. It's, we're just screwing up the natural order of things one way or the other.
In the name of
science
or progress. Yeah. Oh, this is so whatever. And, you know, that's something I've been thinking about here, or ties into something I've been thinking about here recently. It's like, for all the gains that we've made in society, and pick your thing, it really doesn't matter. Like, there's lots of progress made, from indoor plumbing to and air conditioning to automobiles to, you know, even you could even argue, you know, whether it's given women the right to vote, or, you know, some of those advances over time, socially, politically, doesn't matter. But for all those advances, we never, I don't know how often we think about all the things that we've lost, you know,
or, and a lot of stuff is just rediscovered. Like, we lost it, rediscover it, you know, or and changed it a little bit. It's like, how long's the wheel been around? Has the wheel really changed? No. We use it in all kinds of different formats and ways and stuff. I chuckle now because the tractors are all going back to tracks. You know, they all went with all these big tires for years and da-da-da-da-da, and now they're all going back to track systems.
Yeah.
Like, why did what we used a long time ago, and then now we're back to it? It's, yeah, okay. I think a lot of it's a revolving door. We don't learn from our history. We think we do. But in reality, when we look at history, we're like, no, we're doing the same stupid stuff those people did.
We're just able to do it faster, quicker, like more efficiently.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, there's just, lazier, you know,
fatter. Yeah. We could do all this efficiency, and it made us lazy, fat, and not as smart.
Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. It's like, you know, for all, again, for all the progress that we make, you know, there are things that we've lost, or that we've given up, or that we've whatever. And, you know, maybe it's all for the better and all that, or at least some of these things are for the better. Maybe some of them are, some of the consequences are unintended, but it's, you know, it's one of those things that you know, like I said, we never, how often do we, and collectively we as a society, think about those things? And, you know, something really stupid, like there's something I saw, I have to find it. It was a post on Twitter from a, I think more like a 70s, 80s kind of things that they would post. And it was a picture of Arnold Palmer and maybe Ben Hogan. I'm not sure. I forget who the other golfer was, but they're dressed, you know, Palmer has got a cardigan and a t-shirt and dress slacks. Both of them are smoking cigarettes, and they just have this look. I mean, their hair is like, you know, that 50s sort of hair, but, and they're, you know, they both got cigarettes in their hand, but they have this look like they'd kick the shit out of you too. Like, you know, there's, and, you know, and I think something along the caption, it's like, you know, I'll have to find it and send it. There's something about, we'd send Arnold Palmer and Ben Hogan with a couple of lung darts to go beat up whoever at the Ryder Cup. You know, it's just that added, there is sort of that attitude, right? Of,
nowadays, no one would even know what lung darts are. One of the greatest games ever invented and played.
Let's see if I can. But it's
foam balls with fins on it are not darts. They can call them darts or jarts, but they're not. Jarts and lawn darts are things that can pull holes in crap. Should be only the ground.
And but. Okay, it's super super 70s sports is the account on Twitter. And one I have, it shows a picture of an old time, I don't know if you've seen these, CJ, but it's an old time vending machine for cigarettes. where it has still has those pull, like you put your money in and then you pull the lever.
Don't you twist it?
Maybe.
Some do, some don't. Some you just had to pull it out. Others you had to kind of twist and pull. Yeah.
But the caption says, perhaps nothing. It's a picture of that, one of those. And it says, perhaps nothing says, I just bowled a 130. It's time for a trip to Flavor Country. Quite like this sweet bastard. That's so they do have one. So it's I think I can find it. Let me see if I can do this. But it's such a cool picture. Like aesthetically, it's like, oh my god, this is like, what all have we lost since they banned smoking?
Well, they banned smoking commercials.
Oh, fair.
They haven't really banned smoking. You know, I drive, there's a couple spots where I drive through the dock in the boxes, and I'm driving down the alley and I laugh at all the nurses taking a smoke break out back. They're all overweight. You know, they're all overweight, sitting back there. They're all smoking, and it's like, yeah. Oh, that's a good picture.
So that's it's a awesome picture. Yeah, it's a picture of Arnold Palmer in his polo and a cardigan sweater. And Ben Hogan with his hat, also a cardigan. They're waiting to tee off. And it says, the Ryder Cup used to mean we were sending Ben Hogan and Arnold Palmer out there with lung darts to kick your candy ass. And there's just something awesome about, you know, like that. We've lost that. And even look at the people in the, you know, hats, they're smartly dressed. There's a dude wearing a tie. Like, I mean, it's like, I'm not saying we should go back to wearing suits and ties all the time, but, you know, there's just something.
Yeah. What else is interesting in this picture is those two look badass, but everybody else behind them looks like a bunch of nerds.
They look like a bunch of goofballs.
Yeah. They all got the floppy sun hats and everything. You know, it's like... Yeah, everybody wants to be those two, but
exactly.
The only guy that looks tough behind him is the one sitting in the chair with the vest on.
You say tough?
Tough.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He looks like an old man.
He is, but I bet he could kick your ass.
I bet I'd like to see him try.
Those are the old guys you have to watch out for.
Sneaky,
just a quiet,
they've seen some shit, they've come back home and kind of.
Now where's a picture of John Daly with a cigarette and a dad?
Let's see,
God, Larry Bird is an ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, but he can play basketball.
In 1985, Larry Bird narrowly missed a quadruple double against the Jazz with 30 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists, and 9 steals, despite not playing in the fourth quarter. After the game, he was asked if he had wanted more court time. His quote, "What for? I did enough damage to them." God, yes. This is a cool.
Ralph Hurley.
Three's coming.
Yeah. Make pimping look easy.
Jesus. John Candy. Toronto Bay Leaves. Anyway, you know, this is just an old... Oh, my God.
Terry Turdon's.
I highly recommend the account Super 70s Sports on Twitter. It's good for a hoot.
Yeah. Oh! I remember playing that baseball game. Yeah. Wow.
Attention mounts as Ryan and Mattingly square off on the grandest stage of them all, RBI baseball.
Oh, okay. That's brutal. Man, that takes me back to this some stuff.
Yeah. And they, I mean, there's Abe Froman, the
Evil Knievel toothbrush.
Helping you across the Snake River Canyon of tooth decay. So it doesn't work?
Yeah, exactly.
It explodes. Anyway, like some of these, there's one with Mrs. Brady. It said, in today in 1973, Carol Brady takes a fistful of pills and just lets Mike and Alice handle shit. It's a good account. So, no, he didn't.
No.
Anyway, it's a fun account because it's like old. It's a old slide from like the 70s, like a metal, one of those metal slides.
There is a town down southern Illinois that still has all the old equipment, the monkey bars, a slide like that, the swirly metal slide that was even more brutal on your ass. It still has everything.
Anyway, highly recommend following the account. I mean, it's
This is like a history lesson for you. You'd learn so much.
Before my times, yes. Yes, it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Just shit from the 70s, and it's really crazy. Anyway, I could do this for days. Like this account.
You're going to get stuck. This is not Twitter time, Jimmy, even though this is.
Yeah. There's a box of 64 Crayola crayons, you know, that big one with the built-in sharpener.
Uh-huh.
The caption says, the official crayon box of, quote, I don't want to brag, but my parents are doing all right. Quote.
Anyway. Oh, hell.
Fun time. But like I said, you know, you like that going back to Arnold Palmer and Ben Hogan, there's stuff like that where it's like, you know, what have we lost? Some of those, you know, some of that attitude, some of that, maybe it's arrogance and swagger of the United States. You know, we've kind of lost that sort of energy. I don't know. In lots of things, not just that. I mean, but anyway, I think we talked that one to death.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No,
so don't. This goes back to what we started with: is don't subscribe to your stepdaughter's OnlyFans.
Fans,
for the love of God, all things holy.
Oh my God! It's the world we live in.
It's a sad world.
Like I said, for all the progress we've made, we rarely talk about what we've lost.
Oh, scary.
Should we make the announcement?
Yeah, we should. We'll go. Who's going to say it? You know, part of me likes, I am having fun tonight, but it's like, all right, yeah. If you made it this far, hopefully we made you laugh or chuckle or something else along the way. We've decided to take a bit of a break, so you're not going to be hearing from us for a while. But our goal is to change things up a little bit and come back bigger, better, and more entertaining. I think that's where we're at.
Yeah, reboot. Reboot yeah. of the whole thing. And yeah, maximize, I don't know, efficiencies and synergistically improve. I don't know, I'm trying to throw in corporate speak. What we're
get
trying
to the
to
fucking
do.
Point.
Basically, we've sold out and no, we're
corporate's
going corporate.
Taking over.
Yeah, we're going corporate.
We'll come back with all our sponsors and use their money for production.
Yeah, just sell out. So there's like 5 minutes of actual podcast and an hour versus and a half of ads.
Ads.
Be like, what was it? Wayne's World in the movie they did where it's like it's a Pizza Hut ad, it's a Pepsi ad, like they string all the
ads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what we're moving to. It's going to be all sponsor based podcast.
You can't even do it without laughing. We cannot do our stand-up of straight face sarcasm. It's not working tonight. I had it going there for a little bit, but CJ's big ass smile even broke.
Yeah. Now the first episode we have will have to be like a bunch of ad reads.
Ad reads.
And then we talk about things and like literally put a hard 5-minute cap on it and then make some more ad reads.
We probably should come out on April Fool's Day. That way we can make fake ad reads.
There you go.
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Make up our own. No, but ultimately, you know, we've been talking about this and it's something. Now, granted, as much fun as we've had tonight, and like Nate said, hopefully made you chuckle, made you laugh, maybe
think
made
little.
You think of some things. Yeah, whatever. So who knows? I guess with what you just said, Nate, maybe we may throw one of these together, get a wild hair, and say, you know what, we should record this and let's throw it out to the world. But we're planning on retooling and coming up with a different, maybe even a different format, or at least different way of doing this. You might find us on a different platform, who knows, but taking some time to figure that out, to build it back, rebuild it. I don't know. Retool it.
We're tearing the damn thing down and rebuilding it.
Yep.
Good. Rebuild. Sometimes you like need that. To freshen up the place a bit. So
yeah,
so we appreciate everybody who's listened to this point, and you know, you can still reach us at all the links still work. So reach out if you have thoughts or ideas or any feedback or anything like that, and look for more announcements to come in the future.
Yeah. Oh, we might even kick something out here letting you know what we got going on elsewhere. Another thought. Ooh, that's smart. Yeah. See, occasionally I have good ideas. So until we show up wherever we do, hopefully we educated, laugh, something along the way.
And I suppose it would be a good plug, at least, you know, the back catalog, it's not going away. We're not like shutting, like closing the doors and locking the place. So you can still find us. There's lots of great stuff out there. BarbarianRhetoric.com or wherever fine podcasts are sold.
There we go.